Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
Hello again, everyone. One of the world's most respected works of wisdom literature comes from the writings of King Solomon, in particular the books of Proverbs by Solomon. One such proverb says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." That's from Proverbs 13 and 12. Everyone at some point in life has experienced the anxiety and emotional roller coaster connected to having a hope that is not being fulfilled. One of the cures for experiencing unfulfilled hope, and by the way, this isn't a very popular cure to talk about, but nonetheless, one of the cures is simply to give up hoping. To stop hoping, to realize and accept the fact that the situation you're dealing with just may not change. It's called hopelessness, and it's not always a bad thing. In fact, giving up hope can be one of the best moments for your future, because when you give up hope that something is going to change, when in fact it's not going to change, it helps get you unstuck. It brings energy back into your life, and it starts the process of allowing you to see your future in a different way and prepare for success in a different direction. Now, I know that right about now, a lot of you are looking at me like Alice in Wonderland, and you're thinking, Carl, you have completely fallen off the turnip truck. And I respect your opinion, believe me. But the fact is that sometimes hopelessness can bring life to the sickness of hope deferred. When our hopes are connected with other people's behavior, or the hope that centers around wanting or expecting other people to change, it's really a whole different ball of wax. And it's important to understand some factors about dealing with people in those situations and how to keep your life moving forward while at the same time not allowing people who are close to you or simply involved in your life from driving you crazy. Over the next three podcasts, we'll be talking about the three types of people that we deal with in life connected to our hopes. Wisdom literature describes the three types of people as wise people, foolish people, and evil people. It's important to know which type of person we're working with because you can't deal with all of them in the same way. By the way, this podcast miniseries is inspired by some material I read a few weeks ago by Dr. Henry Cloud, who is a clinical psychiatrist and behavioral consultant and the author of the best-selling book, Boundaries. I hope you can tune in to all three episodes. They're going to be good. And I'm entitling this mini-series, Dealing with the Wise, the Foolish, and the Evil. I want to thank you for listening today and remind you that the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, this precious gift. May each step forward be taken with humility. May each glance backward be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. That's it, everybody. It was great spending this time together. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prug Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.